This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to another Wednesday with Vic and Em.
It's Vic and Em's Radio Gems.
Emily, no.
Come on, it's a comedy show.
All right, fine.
It's Vic and Em's Radio Gems.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em this Wednesday evening. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tresida.
It is, as always, a pleasure to be bringing you our show on Joy 94.9. Vicky, I'm super excited.
Yes.
This week, we have maybe my favorite guest of all time.
Oh, don't let any other guests listen to this.
Look, you know what? I would be a terrible parent because I do play favorites. We have the wonderful cabaret comedian, Tash York.
Hello.
Hey, Tash.
Hey, mate.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
It's always a pleasure having you on our show. Tash, you've followed us. Not followed us. That makes it seem like
I'm
you
behind
are stalking
you
us.
Right now.
But you've been on pretty much all of our shows.
Yeah, that's true.
A couple of radio shows. We've also got a podcast. You've literally been all over the Vic and Em scene.
I'm all over the Vic and Em. I'm so about it. I am there anytime you need me. I'll be like, yes, I'm coming to play.
Yay. I love
it's
that.
It's true. We can always count on Tash York. But I am really excited to have you on the show this week, Tash, because in ISO, you're killing the ISO game.
Yeah, you've been doing so much stuff. It's incredible.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
We've had other people on who have like, oh, yeah, I've done a couple of gigs or, you know, I started a podcast or whatever. You've been doing so much stuff.
I feel like I just kind of already had a lot of stuff and then that's I was true. Like, how can I keep that going because I don't have a job anymore. So it was,
I feel that.
You know, it was half like necessity, half like, well, I've got all the bits. I just need to learn how to do it online. So that was kind of, yeah.
What's the vibe. Learning curve for that sort of stuff been like?
It's been interesting, especially as a singer doing stuff over the internet, because as we know, Australia's got such great internet.
Oh boy, yeah.
So, figuring out ways in which to, especially adapting comedy and comedy singing and, a lot of audience interaction stuff as well has been quite tricky. But I mean, yeah, it's a means to an end. So I guess you just keep playing with it. It's like anything really. You just keep doing it until you get better at it.
Until you figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
How have you sort of adjusted to that audience interaction situation? What's been your go-to move?
I think actually being able to see the audience has been a lot better for me. So doing like Zoom gigs versus like Facebook Live gigs, because I can actually hear reactions and stuff and, you know, you can sort of like first, I'm really like, also I need my glasses to see. So I learned that the hard way when I did a Facebook Live at Geelong Piano Bar and everyone was sending comments and I was like, I can't read my phone right now. So.
I'm just hoping you're all saying it's great.
I literally just like gave it to my guitarist who was a safe 1.5 meters away. And I was like, can you please yell out things to me? That is interesting. Like, obviously, he's not going to yell out the right things, but it was fine. And we got through it.
He's just continuously like, man, that guitarist is so hot. Yeah.
Literally, the whole time I was like, shut up, Arthur. But Zoom's been better because you can actually hear the reactions and stuff.
Like, even if it is like with a 10-second delay, you still know that they're there.
Exactly. And sometimes it's really awkward when you like wait, where you're like, this bit kills life. And then like no one laughs and you're like, doesn't matter.
Just keep going.
just sort of duck down.
But the thing is, like, because it's, you know, people understand as well. Like, you can kind of play with that as well. Like, I literally have just, like, ducked out of the camera view. I'm like, don't worry about it. No one thinks that was funny. See ya. Like, just, like, escaped out of the screen. And people can be like, oh, relatable. No one knows what we're doing. So it's kind of nice. Yeah.
I guess that's in the way that we're all in this together, for, you know, want of a better phrasing. Everyone is sort of understanding that we're all figuring it out at the same time, which is nice. That's been good.
It's super nice, especially when you've got like a backdrop going on and like they can see the sticky tape that's holding it to your wall just like falling down and stuff, and you're like, doesn't matter, I'm very professional. I tried.
I've done the best I could, all right?
Exactly.
Appreciate me. I think Yeah, I think at the moment I'm pretty sure that people would not be like, oh my gosh, I can see the sticky tape. I think they'd be like, wow, what a transformation. I'm sure that's her bathroom.
Yeah. Or like, thank you so much for giving us something to watch.
Yeah, I hope so. And that's why I put like, you know, those little touches in when I can, because it's like, well, I've got time, so I might as well try as hard as I can to make sure it's as quality as I'd like it to be.
Yeah, I guess that, yeah, I guess that's the good thing is we do, you're not on anyone else's schedule of, oh, I've got to get ready for this gig. And, you know, you can make stuff the best you can at the moment, which is nice. We've all got time.
We've all got time. And look, like, you know, most of the gigs I've been doing, they've been like $15. I'm normally at least a $25 ticket. So you're going to get $10 less
pretty
quality.
Good.
Like, that's what's up.
That's the, you can see the sticky tape, like.
Correct. Yeah. Normally the sticky tape's under my dress.
In terms of that, because obviously, you know, as performers, a lot of the ticket price is going to your venue or to your producer or whatever. I guess you can afford almost to charge less, right? Because the overheads are less.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're not paying for a venue. You haven't paid to get there. The alcohol's cheaper because it's just out of your fridge, you know. Like, it's there's definitely tons of advantages to it as far as financially is concerned. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of making sure you've got a proper system in place that you can collect the money beforehand because, you know, chasing people up for a Zoom gig is kind of an awkward time as well.
Yeah,
so I think there's like a lot of learning around that as well. Like, obviously, I've done a few different types. I've done donations. I've done pre-buy. I've done just doing it, you know, I did Geelong Piano Bar and that was just another venue where they basically just gave me a set fee and were like, if the donations are more than this, you can take it. So there's like lots of different models that I've tried out. And so, yeah, it's just a matter of finding which one works for you as well. Because some people aren't, like myself, I'm not great at the like, donate below, here's a ticket link, blah, blah. Like, yeah. I'm much better at like, I'll sell the tickets and then you can see what's on. So it's up to the individual.
Do you think, because obviously this is a very different way of performing, do you think that you would ever do this again? Like, if they're, you know, not with the necessity of doing it, but if you know, you wanted to, you know, get your stuff out to people that aren't in your immediate vicinity. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's definitely improved like my video making skills as far as like stuff that I can put online that other people can access. That's definitely, you know, been an advantage to all of this, that I feel more comfortable to go like, hey, I've just made up this song or I made up this parody. Let's make a film clip to it. As far as performing live via streaming, I think it would have to be like a pretty particular case of like, it's someone's birthday in America and they would like to hire me as their singer. I would feel more comfortable now to offer that kind of a service. But like, live for me is just always where it's at. Like, I crave an audience. I crave the interaction. I just love, you know, being there and the atmosphere of it all. And that idea that anything can go wrong at any time is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I feel like nothing's the same as actually having a live audience. It's nice to see everyone doing Zoom, like streaming gigs and everything like that. But like, when we can get back in the room, folks, please, please come to gigs.
Absolutely. You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em, and we are chatting with cabaret comedian Tash York. We've been discussing what it's like doing gigs in ISO. We've been discussing what it's like to have to do your own technology, your own ticketing, all of that. You really become a one-man band, for want of a better word.
Yes, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've been talking a lot, Tash, about your career in ISO. How is your life generally treating you in ISO?
I am so all over every single Law & Order SVU episode.
Ooh, good choices.
So I decided, like, I get really upset when a series ends, right? Like, you know, you commit so much time to the characters, to all the people, you fall in love with them all. And so I made a decision to myself to like really go back through like the series, you know, the TV series that have really like helped build me as a person.
Yeah.
And I realized it was Law & Order SVU, because that got me through so many breakups in my early 20s. Like, I would just be like, yeah, let's learn how to murder people. That's a great
I totally get that. And there's so much of it to watch as well. Like,
that's the thing.
It hasn't ended, isn't it? Still,
I know.
Still going. Yeah.
There's like 22 series, like 22 seasons with 20 episodes a season, and they're all like 45 minutes a piece. Like, and it's the same, like Olivia's there the whole damn time. And I'm
literally,
like,
literally, you know what? Highest paid TV actress in the world.
Really?
Yep. That makes sense.
What a boss lady. I'm obsessed with her. She's so hot. Like,
what did you think of Stabler?
Isn't she? I like Stabler. I haven't watched it. I've not watched it without him in it. So
yeah, it's a bit sad without him in it. But like, it's still like, you know,
Ice T is where it's at though,
mate. Ice T, and Ice T comes in season two. Like, so I watched season one and I was like, missing it, just missing this Ice T flavor. Like, what's going on?
This is a fun fact, and I'm really glad that I know that you love Law and Order SVU now, because at Melbourne Airport, this is also just anyone that's curious and likes SVU. At Melbourne Airport, on one of the tunnels that leads you to the gates, there are like a bunch of Australiana sort of themed pictures on the wall. And there's one of a man snorkeling, and it is literally, uncannily, it's Elliot Stabler.
Like, oh, really?
Every time I walk past, I'm like, hey, Elliot.
Is he like wearing a mask though over most of his face?
Yes.
So...
okay.
I'm just curious. Like, so most of his face is covered. So you're that obsessed that you know what his nose squished up under a mask and
mouth and chin like. Kind of area look like.
Yes. I don't know what else to tell you, but yes. Okay.
And I guess maybe some of his forehead as well.
Yeah, and his hair as well.
Does he have, he doesn't have hair. He's bald.
Exactly. It's just, that's the style. It's like, you know, it's probably a number one, his hair, number one.
Uh-huh. And does he have like a sick rig like Elliot does as well? Like,
you'd hope really so, see, wouldn't he?
You can't really see his body. Wow. It's really just his mouth that I...
So it's Elliot Stabler's mouth.
Yeah, so on the way to going to your plane, go check out Elliot Stabler's mouth. It's a big tourist attraction now.
You know what? You're making fun of me, but I'm going to take a picture next time I'm there and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, Emily, you are so right. That is Elliot Stabler.
Like, how does she know?
I'm telling you, it's uncanny. It looks exactly like him.
If anyone can confirm, you can send us a message on our Instagram at VicandM949. If you have also seen this, please send us a photo of it. Please.
I 100% guarantee someone else has seen it. Every single time I walk through the airport, I'm like, Stabler.
I don't doubt that I've seen it, but I do doubt that I paid that much attention to a
You can't weird... miss it.
Okay. That number one Jetstar? The Jetstar bit? Is it that one? Yeah, see,
oh, okay. I've not been in that bit. Then.
No, all like, right, humble brag.
No, I'll travel Tiger every time, but Jetstar from Melbourne Airport, that walk is like a 2K walk. And I just am not committed to that after being like, you know, at a fringe or I'm like on the plane hungover and then I have to walk. No, absolutely not. Can't
That's
do it.
Fair. That's
Cannot
fair.
Commit to that. Like it's anything in that terminal. Dash. Absolutely not. Tiger for $10, I'll fly it. I don't care. It'll be delayed. Doesn't matter. The walk will be short.
It'll probably be cancelled, but I'll take it.
Jetstar walk? Absolutely not.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em. We are chatting to cabaret comedian Tash York. We're discussing Elliot Stabler at the airport. Very hot topics this week on Vic and Em. Tash, it is always a pleasure to have you on our show. We very much enjoy your company as well as your performance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've been talking a lot about how you've been doing your gigs in isolation. Have you found that you have got some more new fans from your online content that you've been creating?
Yeah, I actually have. I think I've been doing like different gigs to what I'd normally be doing as well. Like a lot of my stuff is in the sort of like cabaret burlesque world. But I've kind of reached out to a few different like – just like the other day I did a gig for like a group of parents in Adelaide who have decided that every Friday night they want to just like ditch their kids in another room, like send them to sleep. And at 9:30, they'll have like a wine and cheese night. Aww. And every like Friday, they'll have a different comedian on and they all just like gather together to like hang out for half an hour. And then they just like have a performer on for like an hour. And then like afterwards, so I did that. And then afterwards we just like hung out and had a chat and like, you know, hung out in our own houses eating cheese and wine. And I was like,
that's so beautiful.
So cute.
That's like, such a cool idea.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great idea actually. Yeah, you guys should totally go. I'll send you details.
We'll do a live radio show.
Yes. So good. And then yesterday, I was on Sunrise.
It's the big time.
I was like, well, there's an audience that I definitely normally wouldn't hack into. Yeah. But I was doing live life art drawing via Zoom on Sunrise. And that was, yeah, that was such a wild thing as well, like just the random people that ended up like following me on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. I was like, you are not normally my people, but welcome.
Hello, enjoy.
Come in.
That's awesome. How did that come about? Because like, no offense, you're not
a are you asking her how'd you get that?
No, I'm just saying
someone who flies tiger went on Sunrise.
No, not at all. I more meant that you weren't on the segment, you weren't actually doing what you do, which is...
Yeah, totally. Yeah. A friend of mine, Kate Cooper, who lives in Adelaide, she works for the Adelaide Fringe and she's a super lovely, awesome lady who organises a lot of the like Fringe on Tour and Fringe in the Airport and that sort of stuff. And so she normally hooks me up with these like wild and wacky gigs, like hosting a circus show in the airport in Adelaide, like sure. those sorts of random yep. gigs. So basically Adelaide Fringe got contacted and she was like, who's the girl that I normally, you know, get to do the randomest things ever? She was like, Tash. And so she just like Beautiful. Called me. She was like, I put you forward for this thing. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll do it. 5:15 in the morning, I had to be made up and ready to do this thing.
Wild.
It was a lot for, you know, a 3:30 a.m. face paint. But, you know, we were there. We did it. It was great. So... yeah, it was fun.
It was fun? It's, yeah, good. It was worth it?
It was worth it, yeah. For the Zooms of all my friends watching me on TV alone, just like sending really close screenshots of my face, making awkward, awkward poses. Worth
that's
it.
What you can count on your friends that. For. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
It's funny how being in isolation has created these new opportunities that like you could never even think.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's like, true. I
couldn't even imagine that would be something that would need to be filled, like a position that would need to be filled. You know what I mean?
Like just life drawing as well. Like bless them, like for having their same gig, but they're just doing it via Zoom. And like all of the like people were just standing there like posing like via Zoom. And then you just sit at home and draw. Like, I think that's so clever. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just, and the guy was like, you know, the first guy really had no concept that this was going on TV and kept just like trying to get naked. And we're like, whoa, it's 5:15 in the morning.
Maybe not right now.
Sam Mack was just like, maybe we just zoom in up here a little bit, because I just like couldn't get it. He was like, it's life drawing, I do art all the time. And I was like, bless you. I love that he was staying true to his art the way that
I understand is. This is what you normally do, but we all have to make adjustments for isolation, and this is the one you have to make.
And for like public television,
also that prime time public television, or not prime time, but you know what I mean.
Yeah it was
heavily watched.
Heavily watched by children as well as very, very conservative adults.
Amazing.
It was so great.
I hope you get to keep some of those fans and you can they can love what you do as well and maybe open their eyes to like a whole new world of art and entertainment.
I hope so too.
Yeah. I would love that.
Just coming to a burlesque show, they're like, oh, we didn't quite realize that this is what I'd signed up for.
We just liked the nice woman on the TV.
Sucked in, I swear, heaps more, and usually I'm drunk, so.
That is so funny. That is so funny because, anyway.
Just lead them into this false sense of security. Although at the end of the segment, I was drinking out of a martini glass and I had my black coffee and I'd like poured the black coffee into my martini glass and I was just like drinking it like Beautiful. On the television. And then like Sam, the person, Sam Armitage, I didn't even know any of the
Armitage?
Like Samantha. Armitage. Yeah. She's so funny. And she was like, is the woman from Melbourne drinking a wine right now? And I was just like, yes, I'm the woman from Melbourne drinking a wine. Amos, don't worry about it. That's so funny.
That's your new, like, you know, Twitter handle and stuff like that. The Correct. Woman from Melbourne drinking a wine.
I'm just like the alcoholic's version of Egg Boy. It's just like, yeah, Egg Boy, the woman from Melbourne drinking wine. What's up?
Amazing. You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em chatting to cabaret comedian Tash York, sunrise performer Tash York.
Oh, I love it.
Pleasure to have you here, Tash. Obviously, in isolation, we've been chatting a lot about how you're creating some awesome content and sort of different content to what you would normally do just due to the situation. And there is a lot of content online that people can access for you, Tash. So they can head to your Instagram, your Facebook.
Yeah, my YouTube as well. And I've also got a Patreon, which is basically like I explain it as an ongoing GoFundMe. So you can
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, you can go anywhere from $2 to however much you would like a month, depending on how much you put in. You get access to certain things. At the moment, I've got two of my one-hour full-length shows on there. I've got different songs and stuff on there as well, and exclusive blogs and early podcasts and that sort of thing as well.
Amazing.
That's beautiful.
Also, before we let you go, Tash, I do have a question, a more personal question. I think it's really important for people to not only understand that artists obviously have to rejig their entire sort of way of doing performance for this isolation game and also to just make sure that they're staying afloat, but also your life has been kind of tipped upside down as well, because
I was meant to be getting married on the 25th of May and it's not happening.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make you cry, but I am just trying to...
No, totally.
You've really taken that in your stride, and honestly, I think it's impressive how well you've sort of handled the situation.
Yeah.
Look,
last weekend meant to be your hens?
Yes, that's right, last weekend. So it's just... Yeah, I think as it comes along, I'm getting like re-depressed again. But like, I think
the 25th will probably be a hard day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think like when it all kind of started coming about, I was in my last weekend of Adelaide Fringe, and like that was just such a surreal experience of like finishing off Adelaide Fringe, feeling tired as hell, being like, oh God, I have like, you know, 20 gigs this weekend and I've got to get through this. But at the same time, receiving emails from, you know, other gigs that I had coming up, like comedy festivals cancelled and this gig is cancelled and this gig is like, it was like, you know, my whole next 3 months of work was just cancelled in like one weekend whilst I was working the hardest I've ever worked in my life.
Boy.
And then it was like, but that's okay, I've got the wedding to look forward to, I'll just like immerse myself in that. And so that was kind of my, like, I guess at the end of Fringe and stuff, I was kind of feeling like, well, at least I got the wedding to, you know, kind of delve into. And then when that was taken away from me as well, I was like, what am I gonna do? So like those 2 weeks straight after Fringe, which I think was like the last 2 weeks of March, like they were particularly rough. Like I was not singing, I was not doing anything, I don't even think I was wearing underpants, you know, like it was
that was probably like when I found out that comedy festival was going to be cancelled, and I was like, oh no, that's a lot of my income and fun time of year and everything like that. I was like, oh, what do I do with my life?
Yeah. And so I think like it took me a while to kind of, I guess, accept that. Like I kind of went through like almost like a grieving process. And I think I was listening to a podcast. Like I kept waking up like in the middle of the night as well. Like I couldn't sleep. I was just like, what am I going to do? Like apparently the middle of the night was the time to fix my life.
Seems to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the ticket.
Done. And I ended up like stumbling upon some like podcast that was from like Harvard, and it was basically some guy just like talking about it like neurologically as to like what we're experiencing right now, and that everything's been taken away from us, and that this is why we're experiencing anxiety, and that it's a sense of grief and blah blah blah. And once I kind of accepted that I was grieving, I think that helped me kind of get over it a bit more as well.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like someone dying almost. Like this is my career dying for a little while. And I had to kind of,
It definitely was like, it's proper grief. I read a few articles and all that sort of stuff about the fact that it's not something minor that's happening or that happened or whatever. It is a proper grieving situation that we all had to get through.
Yes, definitely. So,
don't take anything away from anything you're feeling at all. That goes for everyone.
Absolutely. Like, and it comes back. Like there's some weeks that are better than others.
Oh, absolutely. You go through a couple of days and then there's the hell day and then you're okay again and then there's another hell day and
yeah. Yeah. And I think that that goes for everyone from all walks of life as well. Like, I know Absolutely. A lot of people are like really suffering not being able to, you know, have a proper Mother's Day. A lot of people are suffering not having their weddings and their birthdays, their 30th birthdays, their 21sts, you know, like, and even mums having like, you know, young kids that can't have their first birthday parties. Like, those sorts of things are like just stuff you expect from life, and it's been taken away from everyone in some way or another. But yeah, it's what it is. But we're
You got to make do.
Yeah.
Got to make do. And I think it is actually really wonderful how much you've sort of taken it all in your stride and really.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Kicking goals left, right, and center.
I mean, it helps having like babes like you contact me and we get to just chat and hang out. I mean, that's
totally
true.
Totally.
And I didn't have to wear pants. It's great.
That is super amazing.
Yeah. I like the fact that I can do radio in track pants. It's great.
Isn't it the best?
I'm actually wearing high pajama heels. Pants, so I've really leveled up.
I put a bra on for you guys, so you're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Wow.
That's it's amazing. A sports bra. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em. We've been chatting to the wonderful cabaret comedian Tash York. Thank you so much for being on the show, Tash.
Thank you, Tash.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, babes. Thanks for having me.
Where can everyone find you online?
You can find me on all of the social medias at Tash York in it. And you can also find me on Patreon. And you can find me on anywhere you get your podcasts from, with my Friends with Benefits podcast with Miss Burlesque Australia, Miss Betty Bombshell.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will be back next week with another fantastic guest, or just us, because we love do that as well.
Yeah. Do it.
Stay tuned to Joy, nothing but bops and bangers all the time.
As always.
Thanks.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.